the controversial 15th Amendment on this moment of Indiana history. The 15th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution giving ex-slaves the right to vote was passed by Congress as part of Reconstruction in 1869, ratified by the necessary three-fourths of the states, and became the law of the land in 1870. Although the amendment was controversial, Southern members of Congress even rejected it outright. Its passage through Congress was nothing compared to the obstacles it would face in individual state houses. When the 15th Amendment arrived at the Indiana General Assembly on March 1, 1869, it was labeled a firebrand. When a vote on it was first scheduled, 17 senators and 37 representatives, all Democrats, resigned. Without a quorum, all activity at the General Assembly ground to a halt. After a special election later that month, most of the legislators who had resigned won their seats back. Democratic legislators, however, did not report back to the State House out of fear that the amendment would be called up for a vote. Although Democrats eventually conceded to a date for the vote, 10 senators and 41 representatives announced their resignations the day before it was to occur. The Democrats believed this left the legislature without a quorum, but Republicans marked present the legislators who had resigned but were still in attendance. Although both chambers ratified the amendment, the legality of its passage was controversial. Legislators' practice of walking out of the General Assembly to protest the business at hand remains so. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.